It was a work camp, not an extermination camp, one of the half dozen or more that were part of the Dachau complex. But although it was relatively small and designed to produce war goods, it was so horrible that it was impossible to fathom the enormity of the evil. Prisoners in their striped pajamas, three-quarters starved by the thousands, corpses little more than skeletons by the hundreds. Winters found stacks of huge wheels of cheese in the cellar of a building he was using for the battalion CP and ordered it distributed to the inmates. He radioed to regiment to describe the situation and ask for help. The company stayed in Buchloh for 2 nights. Thus it was present in the morning when the people of Landsberg turned out, carrying rakes, brooms, shovels, and marched off to the camp. General Taylor, it turned out, had been so incensed by the sight that he had declared martial law and ordered everyone from 14 to 80 years of age to be rounded up and sent to the camp to bury the bodies and clean up the place. That evening, the crew came back down the road from the camp. Some were still vomiting. The memory of starved, dazed men, Winters wrote, who dropped their eyes and heads when we looked at them through the chain-link fence, in the same manner that a beaten, mistreated dog would cringe, leaves feelings that cannot be described and will never be forgotten. The impact of seeing those people behind that fence left me saying only to myself, "Now I know why I am here." Chapter 17. Drinking Hitler's Champagne. Berchtesgaden, May 1st through 8th, 1945. On the first 2 days of May, the company drove south from Munich, moving slowly through streams of German soldiers walking in the opposite direction. Often there were more German soldiers with weapons going north than there were Americans going south. We looked at each other with great curiosity, Winters remembered. I am sure both armies shared one thought. Just let me alone. All I want is to get this over with and go home. On May 3rd, Colonel Sink got orders to have the 506th ready to move out at 09:30 the following day. Objective, Berchtesgaden. Berchtesgaden was a magnet for the troops of all the armies in southern Germany, Austria, and northern Italy. South of Salzburg, the Bavarian mountain town of Berchtesgaden was Valhalla for the Nazi gods, lords, and masters. Hitler had a home there, and a mountaintop stone retreat called the Aldershorst, Eagle's Nest, 8,000 feet high. Thanks to a remarkable job of road building,